At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a new report claims that a company has finally admitted that phones can listen to us and send us targeted advertising. Adrian Reckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Tell us what is the story here. Just give us the background to this. It's Cox Media Group, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big advertising and marketing company in the US. And a journalist got his hand on a couple of slides from a pitch deck that it was offering to prospective clients. And the individual slides claimed that Cox Media had something called active listening. And what it was claiming was that it would allow advertisers somehow, without providing any detail, to take advantage of a phone's microphone to target ads. And it sort of hinted that this could be done by using a phone's sort of passive state to listen to your conversations. Okay. It didn't state okay. so yeah. explicitly, but it suggested that. And
okay.
that, of course, has the usual conspiracy theory.
Well, I was going to say, Adrian, there's going to be people all over the country, yep. people in our office this morning, I have to say, not a million miles away from me, for example, saying, I knew it. I knew yep. your phones could listen to you.
Yep, sure. And look, the problem is that your phones actually do listen to you. If you want to technically define listening to you as, for example, your voice assistant. So whether you have an iPhone or an Android phone, they have voice assistants. And most of us allow those phones and those voice assistants to wait and sort of passively listen until we use the activation word. For iPhone, it's Siri. For Google, it's OK Google. And the same with your Amazon Echo device. And it's not only that. If you go into your settings on your phone, if you take an iPhone, for example, and you go into your settings and your privacy settings and your microphone, you will see all of the apps that you have allowed your microphone to use. And there are dozens of them because, you know, social media apps, other functionality and utility apps. The question has always been, to what extent and do any of those apps and any of the services that work with those apps use the microphone in a passive way? In other words, are they eavesdropping on
you? And the answer to that question is what, Adrian?
The answer to your question is no. So the only function of your iPhone or your Android phone that is allowed to listen and wait and sort of wait for a specific word to be used to take action are the voice assistants. That's Siri and the Google voice.
Again, I can hear people shouting at the radio all over the country saying, hang on a minute. Yesterday, I just happened to mention a certain product or a certain thing.
Yeah.
And within 2 hours, I was getting ads popping up on my phone for that product.
Yeah, the classic scenario is about once every 3 months or once every 4 months, someone will say something like, you know, and I was talking to my partner the other day and we were talking about going on a holiday to Turkey and I didn't Google it. And the next thing you knew, I was getting ads on Instagram for holidays to Turkey. Now, if you just think about it for a second, I can go into the science and technology of it. But basically, we use hundreds or thousands of words every day, thousands of phrases. And really, the only time one of them comes up in an ad is about once every 3 or 4 months. It's a sheer and pure coincidence.
Is it a bit more than that? Is it because we know Adrian Weckler is a certain age? We know he likes travel. So, of course, there's going to be an ad on Turkey popping up. And the previous day, there was probably an ad on for Greece or for the United States. But actually, you didn't notice it because you hadn't, like, the what do they call it, the Bader-Meinhof complex, where you become aware of things after you hear about things, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and it's even worse than that. And there is a sneaky technical thing going on. So if you live in a house with a spouse and kids, maybe your social media and your tech ecosystem will know that. They'll know who your spouse are, probably because you're connected to them on social media. They'll know who your kids are. They know when their birthdays are. They know whether there are big occasions coming up. They know if there are friends of your spouse who have big occasions coming up. And in that way, they start serving you ads. So they don't actually really need to listen to you. But just on the point, because I know there are lots of people who genuinely believe, no, I'm sorry, it's happened too often to me. My phone is definitely listening to me. I'll tell you this, that conspiracy would have to be literally the largest conspiracy we've ever seen. It would have to take into account Apple, Google, Meta, TikTok, Snapchat, and so many advertising companies that it's almost not one whistleblower. And that's why, by the way, this report is kind of interesting, because it's kind of the first time that we've seen a slide from an advertising company actually pitch it, because the other big reason against this theory is that there was no way to actually buy an ad. So if I want to listen to, if I'm selling a product and I think that Shane Coleman might be a target for that product, there is no way for me to buy an ad to list that's set against your conversations until now, according to this advertising media slide.
Okay. All right. Well, look, thank you indeed for clearing that up. It's a conspiracy theory. You've heard it from the expert. Adrian Weckler, technology editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit hyland.com.